Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Steve, and thank you for joining us today as we study English together. We are in this month's lifestyle feature on page 36. So if you have your advanced magazines handy, please turn to page 36 as we begin talking about painting a new canvas. I will be your host these next 2 days, and with me in the studio, we have Lois. Welcome, Lois.
Thank you. It's always good to join Advanced Radio.
And we are always happy to have you here and get your perspective on things, as well as Amanda. Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here as well.
We like having you as well. And today we're talking about a doctor who has a brain injury. And this is pretty interesting because there's a lot of talk about brain injuries in sports. Especially in America, American football has been a big, big hot potato topic this last year because a lot of football players, even though they wear safety equipment and helmets, they had a lot of concussions, and a lot of them at the end of their career have a lot of problems, emotional problems, not just physical problems, but even kind of mental problems as well.
Right? I just saw Concussion a couple of months ago.
You saw the movie.
The movie starring Will Smith. And that's all about concussions in the NFL. It strictly keeps it to that. And it was very eye-opening for me about the emotional problems these football players who've had concussions, not necessarily as many as you think, but they've had repeated concussions, and how they suffer. And it's a real heart-wrenching movie. Will Smith does a fabulous job as the doctor who discovers what's going on.
Right. And maybe, Amanda, you could refresh our memory. What is a concussion exactly, simply put?
I think a concussion is just an injury to your head, just a part of, really where you are unable to think clearly.
You're,
I would say in layman's terms or in easy terms, you feel a bit fuzzy perhaps in your thinking. You could have even been unconscious for a little while and then just like a hit to the head.
That's right.
Really.
Or damage to the brain.
Right.
Is that fair to say that?
Yeah.
And as Lois alluded to earlier, these football players, they do have problems, and quite a few of them have been taking their own lives.
Exactly.
Is that right?
And
yeah.
That's what the movie really pointed out, and I would really encourage people to see it because it's so well done. And I think what I really like, too, is it just makes you aware of the whole situation with concussions and sports, a contact sports mostly, but it also is a great performance to watch Will Smith because he plays a Nigerian doctor and he has a Nigerian accent through the whole movie.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. Well, this article actually reminds me of another article we did just a few months ago back in March about a young man named Logan Hurd. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was about a young high school student who had two concussions during one baseball game. He had no contact with another player. He simply dove on the ground for the first time and kind of jarred his body and jarred his brain. And the second time, he slid into second base and his helmet kind of hit the bag, and that was the second time. So all that to say, we are very, very fragile people.
We are.
Are we not?
Oh, of course. You know, I've had my children play sports, my son play contact sports, nieces and nephews. And when I think of all of them, there's definitely been, I think the majority of them have had concussions.
Is that right?
At least one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very, very disconcerting.
It is, and it was before they reached their adult age.
Right.
Yeah, so this is a very real thing. And again, even if you're wearing helmets, and of course the subject of today's lesson, Cindy LaRoe, I'm guessing she was wearing a helmet. She's a cyclist, and she's in a race on a bicycle, so obviously, I think she's got all the equipment on, but still, that didn't prevent her from having this head injury.
Exactly. We'll find out a little later that she was an endurance bicyclist, so I'm sure she was wearing a helmet.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about that. Well, she did get a head injury, and it changed her life forever. And so we're going to talk about her and what she did with her life before and after this injury. So, again, let's turn to page 36 and read about Dr. Cindy LaRoe.
Painting a new canvas. Doctor turns to art after brain injury halts her medical career. Dr. Cindy LaRoe dabs her paintbrush into a gray tube of paint and spreads it along the canvas in the living room of her Eustis, Florida home. It wasn't long ago that instead of painting, LaRoe, 57, would be at the office diagnosing and treating patients. In addition to being an accomplished internist, she was also a skilled bicyclist, known by her peers for her speed and endurance. Everything changed during a 2011 bike race in Winter Garden, Florida. She flipped over her bike and slammed her head, which caused a brain injury along with a few broken bones.
Okay, we are finding out that your life, our lives, can change in a heartbeat. The snap of a finger, something little goes wrong. I've heard of people stepping off the sidewalk and twisting their ankle and breaking their leg. I mean, freak things happen.
We hang by a thread.
We do. Yeah. And that's kind of what happened with this woman, Cindy LaRoe. She was a doctor, but now she paints, and that's how the author opens up the first sentence. We find Dr. LaRoe dabbing her paintbrush into a gray tube of paint and spreading it on canvas. So let's look at this word dab really quickly. What does it mean to dab something, Lois?
Well, we often say, maybe you want to, as a woman, dab a little makeup on me or something like that, or we might be wanting to touch something up, and it is to touch something up with quick, light touches.
Okay. Yeah. We might dab a wound, maybe mm-hmm. with a cloth, if you're bleeding, and just kind of lightly touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Where else might we use the word dab?
Just even if you drop water on the table and you have a cloth, and you just want to dab the cloth onto the water for the water to come off the cloth.
Good example,
right?
Yeah.
And I think you want to dab some eyeshadow on. You might say that.
Yeah, put some makeup on, some makeup on.
Yeah.
Would we ever use it cooking? Would we dab something onto something else? Maybe dab a little butter, melted butter on anything? Maybe.
Maybe not.
Okay, well, we definitely use this word when we're talking about paint. And it wasn't long ago that instead of painting, Cindy LaRoe would be at the office. Okay, so her life has changed quite a bit. She spends a lot of her time painting, but before she did that, she was doing what, Amanda?
She was diagnosing and treating patients. As you saw in our deck, it says the doctor turns to art after a brain surgery halts her medical career. So somebody that's diagnosing and treating patients, here it's referring to LaRoe being a doctor.
Right. And when you diagnose somebody who has an illness, you are trying to find out exactly what's wrong with that person so you can give the proper treatment.
Right, then you can give the proper treatment, exactly, whether it be medication or maybe it's something else you have to do.
So in one sense, doctors are kind of like mystery solvers, right? A lot of people come in and they'll describe how they feel, and it's up to the doctor to kind of solve this mystery.
Right.
What exactly is wrong? And so that's part of diagnosing people. Well, as you said, Amanda, this woman did turn to art after she had a very successful medical career. She was an accomplished internist.
Yes.
And accomplished means she has success, mm-hmm. right? She was successful.
She's good at her career, right?
Yeah. And I want to focus on this next word for a little bit because it might be confused with another word that we call intern.
Mm, right?
There's a big difference between an intern and an internist. Amanda, would you help get us started with that?
Sure. Well, as you see in our specialized terms, internist is actually a specialist doctor. And what they do is that they identify and treat diseases using internal medicine rather or compared to surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of a trend these days, right? They don't want to be invasive,
right.
We say. Invasive means getting out the knives and the scalpels and performing surgery because that causes a lot of trauma.
Right. Invasive, we always think of cutting the skin, right?
Right. Mm. Yeah. So instead, doctors like Leroux want to use medicine internally and see if they can fix the problem without cutting the skin.
Right.
Okay, so that's an internist. What is an intern, Lois?
Well, an intern is what you do before you become, let's say, a full-fledged doctor. Before you have that MD or a specialty after the MD behind your name. So you are spending your time as an intern. You're actually kind of being a medical apprentice.
Okay. And you can be an intern in any field, right? Not just being a doctor, but you can be an intern lawyer or a plumber or electrician. You can.
Right.
It's the period of time where you are in training.
Yeah. Yeah. In my country, that's a new term now for a broader scope of people. At one time, intern in Canada only meant you were an intern in a hospital to become a doctor.
Okay.
And that's what people would be familiar with. But now, of course, it's changed because you say somebody's doing their internship as a student or while they're in university. Mm-hmm. So it has changed. It's broader now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we know that while she was a doctor, she was also someone who loved to ride a bicycle. And she was known by her peers and her friends and the people that knew her and raced with her, that she was very good because she was speedy and she had endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Endurance is a great word to know, and that means you can just keep going and you don't get tired very quickly, right?
Yeah.
And so this woman, we have to understand a little bit her personality. Guys, can you guess so far, like, what kind of woman she is? What kind of personality did she have?
Well, I think in English we say she's a go-getter.
Exactly.
And determined.
She's determined. She's a go-getter. She's driven. I feel like this woman is very driven. She has goals.
Right.
She sets goals and she reaches them.
And a positive spin, I always like to say instead of driven nowadays, I like to say accomplished.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Accomplished. And that plays into this story quite a bit because if you're that kind of person with that kind of personality and then you have an injury that prevents you from obtaining or reaching your goals, that will be very, very frustrating, right?
Exactly.
So her personality plus this injury is a huge hurdle for her. Well, everything changed in 2011 when she flipped over her bike and slammed her head. Now, again, I'm 100% sure she was wearing a helmet.
Right, and she was in a bike race at the time, too. So usually bike races require it.
Absolutely. So though helmets are good, they don't hurt.
No.
They're not always like this huge safety net that
exactly.
is going to prevent you from...
And even I'm thinking, Steve, here, helmets today for bicycles in 2016 are a lot different than a bicycle helmet back in 2011.
Yeah, but even then, they were pretty, pretty safe, I'm sure. They were well made. But, again, depending on the circumstances, they're not always going to help. Okay, let's move on right now. We'll go to the top of the right-hand column, and let's read again, Taking a Detour.
Taking a Detour. The injury temporarily prevented her from being able to move her legs or read, caused her to have seizures, and cost Leroux her career in medicine. The crash led her down an unlikely detour focusing on art. "It hurts knowing that you can't win," Leroux said. "I know everything happens for a reason, though. I have this sign that I look at every morning that says something like, 'Do not compare yourself to who you were. Have compassion for yourself.' I know that I won't ever be happy if I always think about how I used to be and ask myself why I can't do things normally." A new mission. She and her husband Ken, who both grew up in Eustis and were high school sweethearts, have made it their mission to spread awareness of brain injuries and help the families of the injured when they need it most. We didn't know what to do after Cindy had her accident, and I wish we had someone to lean on, said Ken.
All right. If you're just joining us, friends, we are in Advanced Studio Classroom on page 36, reading this month's lifestyle feature called Painting a New Canvas. We're discussing the life of Dr. Cindy LaRoe. She was a very accomplished medical doctor. She was an internist, and she had a big, big accident while she was in a bike race. And now we are talking about her life taking a detour. So let's talk about that word detour for a moment. Lois, would you help us with that word?
Sure. We often see the word detour for a driver, or even if we're walking along, and it puts a sign up and tells us we have to go a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all ready to go this one way, maybe to the beach, and now we have to have a detour another way. So her life did that. She had her life, basically, like many of us, all planned out. And all of a sudden, things change, and she knows it's going to be a detour for her.
Okay, I'm going to ask both of you if your lives have ever taken a detour. I know I have. My life has. I had a plan. I was going to do something in a certain year. This was going to happen and so forth, and it just didn't work out that way. So how about you ladies? Amanda, did you ever have a detour in your life?
Yeah, coming to Asia was a detour for me. I think because I was planning to just have a career in the police. And, yeah, that was really where I was headed. I decided to take a vacation or an extended leave of 2 years just to travel around the world. And I stopped in Asia and never went home.
Okay. How about you, Lois?
Oh, definitely a detour. 9/11 made us have a detour as a whole family,
wow. Okay.
All four of us, because life changed a lot for families that were associated with aviation then, or singles who were in aviation, and we had to look elsewhere than our own country, and also because my husband wanted to stay at the level he was in his career, so it meant coming over to Asia.
Okay, it meant changing your plan.
It meant changing our plan.
Yeah, and I think that's true for everybody to some extent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it really helps us as people, as we live our lives, especially as we get older. We don't think about this when we're kids or in high school very much. But you probably will have to be flexible,
right,
in your life. It will be very, very helpful if you can be flexible in your life and kind of bend a little bit with your plans, because things aren't going to go exactly as you want them to go. So let's go into this and find out what this injury did to Cindy LaRoe. She was in a bike accident, so what happened to her, Lois?
Well, it said the crash led her down an unlikely detour, like we just said, and it cost her career in medicine.
Okay, that's
she
the
was
one
no
thing.
Longer able to do her career.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
I mean, yes.
Here's this woman who spent years
mm-hmm.
in school, in hospitals, creating her career, and in a flash, it's gone.
You know, when I was reading this, I was kind of freaked out a little bit, because this actually happened to friends of ours who have a friend who's a surgeon in British Columbia. He was a competitive bicycler on the side kind of thing, and one day he was coming down some hill, I think in Kelowna, British Columbia, went over his handlebars,
whoa,
hit his head, had a brain injury. But if I remember correctly, he became a quadriplegic.
Oh, that's sad.
And he was a surgeon. But, you know, he's done amazingly well.
Mm-hmm.
He has. He accepted his detour in life.
Wow.
And pretty incredible.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. Good for him. Well, not only did this injury cost LaRoe her career, but she had trouble moving her legs. She had trouble reading again. Years and years of taking for granted this thing that you can do, and you spent years training yourself to do, reading, gone. And mm-hmm. it caused her to have seizures.
I know. How terrible.
Yeah. This next paragraph gives us another little insight into her personality. Right,
Amanda? We mentioned being driven, accomplished, and a go-getter. Well, she says, it hurts knowing that you can't win. And again, that shows us, yeah, that she is this determined person. And it just makes me think she was the doctor before, and now she's become the patient.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No.
To me, it's a little funny and interesting, because I look at a picture of her on page 36, and she just looks like this cute, adorable little woman. Like she's so sweet and kind looking.
Right. And very friendly.
And very friendly, warm smile, but then she's got this drive inside of her. It's like, I need to win and I will beat you. You know?
Yeah.
So there's always maybe that lurking in somebody's heart deep down.
Well, only when I play table games.
Yeah. You have that, right? You're very competitive.
Yeah, well, for that, some things, yes. Yeah. In fact, you know, some things that can motivate me. They actually say that's a negative to motivate you to be competitive, that motivates you. But yes, and I think it shows in table games.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a certain thing to bring that out in us, sports or table games or even card games. Some people don't care in some realms, but other realms they do.
Mm.
Yeah, so she says, I know everything happens for a reason. So we see that she's trying to find the good in this. Mm. She's trying to see the positive. And she has a sign in her house that she uses to encourage herself. And what does this sign say, Amanda?
It says, do not compare yourself to who you were. Have compassion for yourself.
Okay. And this gives her kind of a motivation in the morning when she sees it and reads it and encourages her. And she says, I know that I won't ever be happy if I always think about how I used to be and ask myself why I can't do things normally.
Right. You know, when I read this, I was thinking of my mom when she was in the very early stages of the Alzheimer's. She probably actually thought this, do not compare yourself to who you were, have compassion for yourself, because it's just a type of disease that you're not going to be who you were.
That's right.
And in the initial stages, you really recognize things are changing.
And again, this reminds me of the young man from the March issue, Logan Hurd. That article ended by saying, Logan stopped trying to look to the past and try to regain everything because he lost his memory, if you remember.
Mm, I do remember.
And he lost all of his memory about who his family was, didn't remember his parents. And he stopped trying to get that back. And he said, I just got so discouraged because it was never happening. Mm-hmm. So I started looking towards the future and trying to rebuild my life and focus on that instead.
Mm.
And I think that's what this woman is doing too. She's not looking back, looking at what she's lost, but now she's looking the other way to the future.
Right.
I think that's very, very healthy. Okay, a new mission. Now, because of the injury, Cindy LaRoe and her husband are doing something to help others, other families who have people who have head injuries. I think that's a great thing. I think when you go through an experience yourself, you are able better to help others who go through that.
When I was reading this, I was thinking that Cindy and her husband, Ken, must be very compassionate people.
Right, right. And, yeah, again, you look at the face on page 36, she has that compassionate smile and feel to her. And kind of cool, she and her husband were high school sweethearts, and they have a very loving relationship, but also this injury and this accident probably put quite a strain on their relationship. So the fact that their relationship survived says a lot about them, right, Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And actually, in our little sidebar to the left there, they do talk about that. They talk about how, due to the strain on their marriage, well, actually, they didn't encounter a breakup in their marriage, even though they did have this challenging thing to go through.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, I like what she... They kind of remind us in this article in the last sentence, we didn't know what to do after Cindy had her accident, and I wish we had someone to lean on, said Ken. And sometimes when you have such a busy, demanding career, you do forget that you need a circle around you as well. And that life isn't always and never does stay the same. And you can't be, we sometimes say, a lone ranger. You can't be. Or you can't be just this couple.
That's a good point. And I found it rather surprising, because they do seem like such nice people and warm-hearted people, that they didn't have Well, they probably had a lot of friends, but maybe not a lot of friends who could help them in this area mm-hmm. of their life.
Right, and if their circle was friends with, maybe powerful careers or very demanding careers, perhaps they just didn't have the time.
Right, right.
Right?
So it's wonderful now that Cindy and Ken are going to be those kinds of people that others can lean on in times of trouble when someone else has a head injury. So there's light at the end of the tunnel, and there's art at the end of the tunnel. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And just to whet your appetite, I want to draw your attention to page 37 and take a look at that fish at the top there. That almost looks like a photograph.
Hmm.
It's just so beautiful and colorful.
I now think it's a part of the triggerfish family, so you do not want to get near it, because I'm just looking at its teeth again. I think it is a part of the triggerfish family.
Oh, check it out. You're right.
And I have snorkeled with them, but didn't realize till I was, almost finished my snorkel that, oh, there's a triggerfish. Oh, if it's a she and she has a nest, she's going to come after me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
They're very, territorial. They very much so.
And so keep your fingers and hands in the
window. And watch those thighs and toes and everything.
Right. All right. Well, that's the art coming from this doctor as a result of her injury, indirectly speaking. And so we can find that even though bad things happen to us, sometimes good things can result from that.
Mm.
And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. And until then, my name is Steve. And again, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope all of you have a great day.